This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now for another edition of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronaus, who's here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. This program is broadcast all over the country, all over the world, as a matter of fact, on a lot of great radio stations that carry the Good Day program during the week, and also stations independent of the Good Day program, but they like Dr. Ken Kronaus. And there's good reason for you to like Dr. Ken, because he does a lot of great work research-wise. He's an eminent cardiologist. But not only is he a preventative cardiologist, he's somebody who you can work with no matter what your health issue or your question is. And therefore, a lot of the things that we talk about here during this hour of the Good Day program, the Good Day Health program, is something that would focus on a lot of people and the maladies that we can bring together some commonality in how they occur and how they can be treated. Certainly on the top of that list for the last couple of years has been COVID, Ken, and more we still have focus. I'm going back and forth now because I've seen you told me to get I don't think you told me to get, but you've been advising people to get their shots, the flu shot and another COVID booster.
Well, I've been advising people to talk to their doctors about that because the advice is different for each person. So let's quote me right.
Okay. Well, I sometimes quote you right and sometimes I quote you wrong. But the essence of this in reality is that there are now, it seems, more reasons to think about this. I was looking at an overview from Science Alert. Now, you and I have talked about this for years and years, about whether science is always to be trusted, and if it is, fine. If it isn't, why not? It always seems to be disproving itself because that's the scientific method. There is something that showed up. If you're short of breath, the ways that COVID can damage your lungs long term. So is that, in fact, a reason for us to get a flu shot, a COVID shot, or maybe a flu shot as well? There are other things, COVID, the long-term brain problems and the infections that come with this. So it's a very complicated, as you have explained, and it seems to become more confusing, and I guess that's the point I'm bringing up here with a lot of convoluted comments. I don't know what to do now. At first I'd said, nah, I'm not going to get it. Now I think, well, maybe I should get it. But then I look at some of this other stuff, and there seems to be good reason to do it for the first time in my mind, and good reason not to do it. So where the heck do we go here? I'll untangle that one.
Well, let's talk about you, because that's what we're really talking about, because you can't give out one single bit of advice for everybody, because the advice regarding should I get the new COVID shot is dependent on the individual. So if you want to talk about you, we can, but we can't give out general advice other than everybody talk to their physician about themselves to find out whether it's indicated for you personally.
But all right, so you're my doctor. What do you tell me?
We can talk about you.
Let's talk about Doug Steffen. Enough about you. Let's talk about me.
Okay, so then we're going to give up your entire HIPAA and let the world...
We do that anyway. I think I'm a source. I have nothing to hide here. I'm happy to have help people out with the information. So you go ahead, share it.
All right, so you're giving up your entire HIPAA, correct?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yep, okay, go ahead. So how old are you, Mr. Doug?
I'm 75.
Okay. Well, we know that COVID-19, as of current information, is a disease of the, I'm not going to use the word elderly, but many would at age 75, okay? Mm-hmm. Yep. And at age 75, you're at enormous risk of getting severe COVID and of dying, just based on your age alone. And I know that you don't have many of the other risk factors. And the other thing is that we, right now, the predominant strain going into the fall and coming out of the summer is BA4 and 5. And we don't know that you personally, Doug Steffen, ever had BA4 or 5, COVID-19. So you have, as well as we know, you have some, you might have had the original strain, but it was never documented. You never had a test. You just, it was a thought maybe you had the original strain based on symptoms early in 2020, but never getting tested. Right?
Right. Correct.
So you might have a little bit of memory immunity against COVID-19, but you don't have we know that you don't have a lot, but we know that you don't have any specific antibodies against Omicron BA4 and 5. And we know that if you, Doug Steffen, get COVID, you're going to get BA4 or 5, and due to your age, you're at high risk of getting hospitalized, high risk of not surviving. If you do, you're going to be at high risk of being at risk for, it just came out this week, you're at risk for a year of getting blood clots. It came out last week that you're at risk of getting permanent brain disease, and we know you're at risk of getting long COVID, so, and even if you survive it. So for you, you have not had any shots with regarding COVID-19 in the last 2 months, right?
I've not had. I've had, I had three shots in a booster. Yeah, the answer is yes, I have not, or no, I have not.
And you had at least the first two shots, right?
I had three.
You had three, but nothing in the last 2 months, right?
Correct.
And you haven't had, okay, and we know you haven't had COVID in the last 3 months. You had it maybe in 2020. So for you personally, given your age alone and the fact that you haven't had any recent last 2 months shots, and you haven't had the illness in the last 3 months, and we don't even know if you've ever had the illness. In my humble opinion, and I think in most people's humble opinion, based on your age alone, and you had really no severe reaction with the prior shots, you tolerated them relatively well. The recommendation for you would be to get the new vaccine, which combines, is half against BA4 and 5, and it's half the original vaccine. And also to get the flu vaccine, because we can talk about flu more, but there's a lot of suggestion from Australia, which usually but not always predicts the severity of the flu season in America, but the flu season in Australia coming out right now looks like a bad one. So I would recommend for you personally both vaccines, the COVID-19 and the flu.
All right, so that's the positive, that's the upside. Is there a downside, given the fact that the pharmacist that I use told me when I went back to get another booster that he didn't think I should take it because he didn't know, nor did anybody else in the scientific community really know, what the long-term effects were. So maybe if I'm thinking about long-term, whatever that means to somebody who's 75, does that mean 85? Does that mean 95? If I'm lucky enough to live to 105...
When did the pharmacist say this to you?
When you and I talked about me getting the next booster, was what would that have been, in the spring, early spring, or maybe late winter?
This was in a different time frame when we weren't even talking about the current booster,
yeah.
the current new vaccine. Which yes, less is known.
Yeah,
about
that's
it.
True. The old booster was the same stuff that you got in the first boost.
Well, I think what the first booster we were talking about, you getting a fourth shot, and that was the original shot against the original strain. The newest decision, which you have not asked the pharmacist about,
that's true.
The newest vaccine, which combines, it's called a bivalent against BA4 or 5, and also half of it's against the original strain.
All right. So that's my next question to him. All right. You've convinced me to continue to march ahead. And maybe by listening to this conversation, a lot of people listening to the program can get a different point of view as to where the vaccines are. Now, my children have had my son hasn't yet. My daughter and her husband and my grandson's not entitled to the next one yet. I guess that's how it works.
I would have very different advice for the other people in your family. And I would have to know their family history. But with your grandson, you know, I think the risk right now is so low to that age group that you got to wait and watch this vaccine longer to see about its safety issues.
Yeah.
And then also with regards to your children, you'd have to know their medical histories because, again, this is still an issue of the elderly.
Mm. All right. That's the advice from Dr. Ken. Use it as you will. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health with a focus on way of staying healthy. Keep your weight down. You don't want to become a statistic. You don't want to have COVID-19, whatever its form. This is a very good way of you staying healthy. Yep, getting a shot may make sense to you. But keeping your weight and having the least chance of getting diabetes, for example, many of the people, Ken will tell you, that have succumbed to COVID are people who have, in fact, they had diabetes and they had then the COVID and that was the end of that. So let's talk about your weight. Let's do something about it. This program is brought to you in part by Calitrin, the number one way to lose weight naturally, non-toxic way to keep it off. Go to the website toploss.com, see how the program works. This is a suggestion, but it is seriously meant to push you into the next step of decision making. All right? So if you're overweight and you know it, you want to do something about it to take care of yourself and your family, do the smart thing. Go to toploss.com, check out Calitrin, the natural way to lose weight and keep it off. And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, that's Doug, for free shipping and access to their special daily deals.
Was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
The new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you're conniving, little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And change after the hour. This is Good Day Health. Doug Stefan along with Dr. Kim Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. This is the place to go, the garden spot, if you will. I say that with a smile because I enjoy my trips down there every year to see Ken, get a thorough evaluation. I have my cardiological reality checked out. Ken is not only good at that, though. He's really good at facilitating all kinds of medical information, passing it along, helping you out. So if you think that you want to get another answer, another point of view to something you've been told, Ken is the person to ask. You can call the office, 352-735-1400, to make an appointment to see Ken either on a Zoom call or in person in the office, 352-735-1400. I would venture to say nobody has ever gone into Ken's office or had an encounter with Ken who complained about it afterwards. The flu season and COVID restrictions. Do we have the same restrictions? I mean, what were we talking about with regard to restrictions? Wearing a mask. We've never really worn masks during the flu season. Is that what's on the horizon, Ken?
Well, and let me just, we'll go into this new topic, but we were talking about for your family vaccinations, and yeah, and those recommendations and discussions only talked about COVID-19 vaccines. Regarding flu vaccines, my general recommendation is, unless you have a history of being allergic to it, if you're 6 months old or older, you should be getting a flu vaccine unless your doctor says you shouldn't. In a typical year, 60,000 Americans die from flu each year, and we've been fortunate. 2 years ago, the first year of COVID, we had a very mild flu season, and the feeling was, because of all these new precautions we were taking with masking and just staying out of certain spaces, all not only decreased the spread of COVID, but also decrease the spread of the flu. Then last year, some of these things were diminished, these restrictions, and the flu did come back a bit. And then the feeling now is that so many of these restrictions are gone. You know, look around, who's wearing a mask? And not many. And yes. And the feeling is that as these restrictions have lifted and people are returning to offices and classrooms, the number of flu cases are going to be pretty big this year and could actually skyrocket back to pre-pandemic numbers, where, again, there's an average 60,000 deaths per year from flu.
All right. So what guarantee do you, and I don't mean you personally, but do the manufacturers of flu vaccines, we seem to be able to come up with something not necessarily guaranteed, but if you get a COVID shot, you're not as likely to get COVID, and if you do, it's not going to be a serious enough case to kill you. So that's the incentive to get a shot, plus it's been updated listening to what you've said in the last few minutes of the program talking about me. Now, the business about the flu, how many people take the flu vaccine and still get the flu and might succumb to it? Is that, there's no guarantee that the flu thing is going to work either, right?
Let's realign your way to look at this. The flu vaccine has never really been given to people with a guarantee that they won't get the flu. The success of the flu vaccine is not dying or getting admitted to the hospital. There still are some people who will get but much milder case, and that's the real reason to take the flu vaccine is to not be among the 60,000 who die and not to be hospitalized. There still is some chance you might get the flu, albeit in a much milder form. And in the flu vaccine, each year, the four most likely strains of flu are given in the vaccine, and the best estimates each year are made for the flu season because there's like a six-month window where you need to make these things in large numbers, and you hope that one of the four that you put in is the right choice for this year.
Doug Stefan and Dr. Ken Cronus continuing another half hour of Good Day Health coming up.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down-there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida has extended the timeline for the review of documents seized from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, delaying the fight over whether any materials are privileged by another 2 weeks. 11,000 documents are at issue. U.S. District Judge Raymond Deary now has until December 16th to complete the work. A revived Hurricane 1 Ian set its sights on South Carolina's coast Friday and the historic city of Charleston, with forecasters predicting a storm surge and floods after the megastorm caused catastrophic damage in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Some of the homes were total losses. I would say the most significant damage that I saw was on Fort Myers Beach. Some of the homes were wiped out, and some of it was just concrete slabs.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here, second half hour of this week's Good Day Health Visitation. We're focused on COVID, the flu, that sort of thing, what's going on in your lungs and obstruction of airflow and how to protect yourself, all kinds of things back and forth. One of the cynical sides of this, though, Ken, is that because what we went through in March and after that in 2020 through the year and into the next year, as far as getting the flu shots, everybody got them, but not everybody, but many people did. I got them against my better judgment. I didn't want to get them. I told you I didn't want to get them, but I did because I wanted to protect my family. It wasn't necessarily to protect me. Maybe that wasn't smart thinking, but whatever, that was the reason for me doing it. So I thought as I moved
Are you talking about the flu or the COVID vaccine?
No, COVID. No, COVID. But I got the flu shot, too. Okay. I got both. I got all the COVID shots up to that time, and I got a flu shot, which I had never had in my life before. Never had I ever had a flu shot, because I never had the flu. And when I've seen people, my father used to get violently sick when he had a flu shot. So I
Consider yourself an anti-vaxxer?
No. I consider myself an intelligent human being. I think being an anti, I'm not that anti-vaxxers are not intelligent, but I don't have the same reasoning or thinking about it. I certainly would not wouldn't go down the road of on either side saying I wouldn't take it because Trump took it, which is idiocy as far as I'm concerned. You're a lunatic if you don't take something just because somebody else took it and you don't like them. And the other side of it is, I think if you just go along and lockstep with everybody else without thinking through what it means to you and your family or your own health, I think you're foolish because you need to know what you're putting into your body. And that's the biggest frustration for me. I still don't know what I'm putting in my body, and neither does anybody else. They were putting a flu vaccine, but what's in it and what are the long-term impacts of taking this stuff? What is going to happen to us down the road? I remember asking the same question when Viagra came out, and thinking on the air, I said out loud, all right, we got this stuff, is going to be great for men and making love and women be enjoying it, yada, yada. But so what happens to us 20, 30, 40 years down the line if we take Viagra every day?
Don't strain yourself. There's no one has a time tunnel and can answer these questions.
I know it.
And that's
right.
Why for each
so that's
one
why I took
of us,
shot.
We have to make an individual risk and benefit decision versus our risk of doing it versus our risk of not doing it.
The what is more important than the what if. That's basically what Ken is saying, and I think that's what I'm saying here, too. So you've managed in the last few minutes to convince me to do something which I had convinced myself not to do. And so that'll, and then when I talk to Jack Stockwell this week, he'll try to talk me out of it for whatever the same reasons.
And I'm not trying to, and no one's trying to talk you into something. You have to just listen
to what people's
opinions are and decide what you want to do.
I'm going through my thought process, which has to be like a lot of the thought process of the millions of people who listen to us every week talk about these issues. They have to go through the same thing. Okay, do I or don't I? What is the, you know, what's the plus and what's the minus? But you've made me think more on the plus side.
I think what most of the doctors have realized is we're not going to push people into these vaccines. We're going to provide education, and then people have strong opinions about them, and they're going to make up their own minds about them. And at this point, people have a lot of information, and you're not going to change a whole lot of minds, although we're seeing we're changing yours.
Well, but frankly, the reason, as I think about this, I started to say I'm cynical about it because there's so much advertising. Early on, my point that I went to make was we didn't need to advertise this stuff when it was first there. The government said, okay, here it is. We're paying for it. You get the shots. So we all did it. And we didn't see the airwaves loaded with radio ads. I can't tell you how many times there was a COVID spot for Pfizer that runs on my radio programs. Same on television. And so they're obviously making money and they're pitching people to do this because they want to make more money. So that's where I get a little iffy and it gets sticky.
Well, wait a second. I'm not, give me a second. Let me explain to you what's going on. I'm not justifying it.
I know you're not. I'm not attacking you.
Give me a second. Yeah. But I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'll just tell you what's going on now, which was so different initially. What's going on now is that there's been just an overwhelming unacceptance of the new booster. You know, as of now, there's only about 1.5% of the eligible people have taken it. So I think that they're both the government and private efforts, the companies, are wondering what's going on, and that's why there's putting a lot of effort into what they would consider education, and that's why you're hearing all these advertisements.
Yeah. Well, the system, there are a lot of people who maintain the health system should be a nonprofit system, and that includes the drugs that are available. But the other side of that is you wouldn't have the research being done unless the government paid for it.
That's another issue here, besides.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on with COVID-19 right now, why you're hearing all these ads is because the acceptance of the newest booster has been much less than was originally thought it would be at this point in time.
Well, we just had that discussion, which basically demonstrates that whole thing. So this has been a good, productive discussion. Okay, now let's get to another COVID. Pretty much the whole program is devoted to COVID in one way or another today, this week. Having COVID will raise the risk of long-term brain injuries. I alluded to this when we first got started looking at the ramifications. Once again, here we go. COVID. So what's this research? This is out of Nature Medicine this week, concerning article that people who have already had COVID-19, Doug, have a higher chance of developing brain problems such as stroke, migraine, headaches, and depression for a year after being infected compared to people who are not infected.
So I'm seeing there's a story about your blood type and whether or not that affects your risk of things like this or early stroke. Does your blood type, didn't we have that early on that people that had A or something were more likely to get COVID? What do I remember about that vaguely? It was a blood type
It may be that a correlation between type O and B are at lower risk of catching COVID, but those were the original strains, and where that is, you know, stay tuned.
All right. But I'm looking at some other, as I do my research and I'm clicking around here, finding stuff and trying not to follow clickbait. There's a study out, there's actually an experiment going on some people's brains. I don't know who decided they wanted to get into this deal, but they're trying to figure out whether the viruses that cause chickenpox and herpes can cause brain damage as well. Wow. But right. There's so much stuff around now. How do we live it all? You know, you got to think about that. Well, and
that's just a good reason to get that vaccine.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Dr. Ken and Doug, continuing in a matter of moments. Here's another way to keep yourself healthy, and that is keep the air that you're breathing as healthy as possible. That's where the thunderstorm comes in from Eden Pure. You won't ever breathe this, the dirty air that's in your home. It may be caused by the window being open. It could be caused because you got a dirty rug. It could be caused because the dog is shedding. Whatever it is, may I suggest to you that you get on to the Eden Pure order site immediately and take care of the allergies that you could have by having, you know, this time of year, the allergies. And so viruses, odors, allergies, mold, all sorts of things cleaned right out of the air by this Eden Pure thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is available. You can go to their website, EdenPure.com, look at the thunderstorm, get the description, see how it works, and then go to EdenPureDeals.com, use the discount code Doug3, you'll save $200 on these thunderstorm air purifiers. You get three of them for under $200. Shipping is free. Use the code Doug3. There isn't a better time. Thinking about what we've just been talking about, flu, viruses, bacteria floating around. You need to take every measure you can to protect yourself. This is a fabulous way to do that in your home. So don't breathe that dirty air. Get the thunderstorm air purifier at EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3 for free shipping and the $200 savings deal.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Napa! At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return. Napa! Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait. They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. All right, so Ken, let's talk about the fact that COVID infections may increase your immunity to COVID or to other things. What if you have a COVID infection and you've survived? What does it do for the rest of your immunity?
Sure. Doug, there's a study out this week regarding what's called breakthrough COVID infections. These are people who have had vaccination, especially the first two, and then get COVID-19. And what we learned is that vaccine boosters, as well as these breakthrough infections after vaccination, both provide substantial immunity against COVID-19. This is good news. And in particular, the immune response increases significantly against severe disease, even in ages 65 and older, which could be signaling a shift in the entire pandemic. So this is good news. This gives value to getting natural immunity from getting the natural infection, which I think we haven't been paying enough attention to. And this is a big study in out this week.
All right. Sleep and how important it is for a healthy immune system. As you could tell, I don't think I talked to you since last week. I was out in the rain doing some farm work toward the end of last week, and I got soaked. And the temperature was about 60 degrees, and I was outside for almost an hour, and then I had to drive back 2.5-3 hours in the truck, soaking wet. And the next day, I came down with what you hear in my voice, sneezing. It was a cold. It felt like a cold and sort of presented like a cold. And I took a lot of various and sundry things to shake it. I feel fine. I sound a little I'm a little congested now. But is it that, you know, when you get down to the bottom line, my immune system, I think, is very good. I got a lot of sleep once I got this, and I think it helped me to get through it. I haven't had a cold for a long time. But you also have to you have to stay away from the things that will lead you. I remember when my mother, when I was a kid growing up, my mother said, if you get cold and wet, you're going to get a cold. I never believed a word of it. However, I think that that is one of the things that can cause a cold, right? Wet and not being able to escape the wet and the cold.
Well, it sounds like that's what happened. The news out about sleep and the immune system from the Journal of Experimental Medicine this week, Doug, is that if you want to stay well, you have to make sure you're getting enough sleep. It seems that good sleep helps to regulate a key component of the body's immune system. Specifically, it influences the environment where white blood cells known as monocytes form, develop, and get ready to support the immune system. And this process, not to get into the weeds, is called hematopoiesis.
All right, but the bottom line is you got to know what is enough sleep for you. Like I know down to the minute how much sleep I need in order to feel rested. You say it's like what? Give us the
parameters. It's generally felt for most of us 7 hours is the right number.
Right. Okay. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After the hour now, it's time on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to enthrall us with answers to questions that are submitted from any number of sources. And by the way, I always, one of the questions I always get is, how do I reach Ken? How do I find him? How do I talk to him? So here's the answer to that question. That question is answered easily. 352-735-1400 is the number to Ken's office where you can connect to make a whatever kind of appointment you want, in person or on telemedicine, whatever, but have this number by, because this is the key to connection. 352-735-1400, Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology. Okay, ER doctors say there is a rise in violence from patients in the hospital. Is that what people brought? You know, it sounds like a bad episode of Chicago Med, where people get out of control and strap them down to the gurney. Is that what we're talking about here?
Doug, the American College of Emergency Physicians has announced that 2/3 of ER physicians report being assaulted in the past year, while more than 1/3 say that they've been assaulted more than once. And even worse, about 80% of ER physicians report an increasing rate of violence, with 45% saying it has greatly increased over the past 5 years.
Why?
Well, that's a good question. This study didn't look into that. We can speculate. I'm sure COVID-19 has not helped. I'm sure fentanyl and increasing drug problems in America haven't helped. Depression from all of this, which is dramatically increased and increasing, I'm sure hasn't helped. And people are just, in general, less patient about everything.
Yeah. Well, that's because we've become the instant society. We got to have instant access, instant news, instant health, instant food, you name it, it's got to be instant.
And if you go to the ER, in most ERs, you get hurry up and be prepared to wait unless you're dying, because it's not like the bakery. It's not first in, first out. It's triage. It's the sickest person being seen first. And when you go to the ER, you're just hoping you're not the first person seen.
Right. Okay. Next, a fish oil. There's a study on fish oil and its connection to AFib. Fish oil worth the kind of stuff that I have a lot of capsules of fish oil, and then there's a fish oil you eat. So is it both, one or the other, or what is the what's going on here?
European Journal of Preventive Cardiology this week, a study of almost 500,000 people showed that eating, when you consume fish oil by supplementation, by capsules, not by eating fish, there's a significant increased risk of you getting atrial fibrillation than if you don't consume fish oil by supplementation. There was no increased risk if you increased your oily fish consumption.
Wonder why that would be. Is that, you and I were talking about this off the air. I take probably 3-4 fish oil capsules a day, and tuna is part of the routine. And, you know, we've been through this AFib thing with me for the last 2-3 years. And my father had it when he was in his 50s. I, as it turns out, don't have it and don't feel like I have a risk to it. In fact, I wonder about whether it's helped me maintain the fact that I have no plaque in my thoracic cavity. The idea, I mean, I eat a lot of fish as well, so maybe it's a combination of the two things. Hard to tell here, but I hear this and
other,
I think myself.
The other important aspect of atrial fibrillation that is that there's a genetic component to it. So, you know, you're playing...
Even more reason for me to have it.
Fire,
then.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, having a genetic component
right.
And consuming large amounts of fish oil supplementation, you know, you're just, I guess, at the moment, lucky.
Really? I don't feel that uncomfortable about it, whether I am lucky or whether I just have a stronger system or it doesn't react. See, I think that's the problem sometimes. This is a question that gets asked. How do you just blanket this stuff? Although this study was, what, 500,000 people?
No.
So it's not
right.
Like
it's
it was...
It's not absolute. It's risk. And that's what's important is understanding that it doesn't say you're going to get it. It says you're at increased risk. And, you know, why would you want to add additional risk factors to something? It would just seem that you'd want to do whatever lowers your risk of these things, or seems that way to me.
Right. Got it. All right. There it is. The answers to some of your questions, some of my questions, in fact. Dr. Ken Kronos, good day. Health 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.